This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
Jimmy Buckets.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All righty, that's two in a row for the Warriors since they acquired Jimmy Butler. They beat Milwaukee last night, 125-111.
Yeah.
They're game over 500. And Guru, most important, hey, the vibes are good.
The you vibes called me are corny good. For saying that.
No, I when what? You joy, that's what that, you know.
But it's back.
It's corny.
Yeah. But it's a fact, Steiny.
Even Durant thought so.
Well, forget Durant. He's in basketball hell right now. But right now, Steiny, I feel like I know it's early. It's eight quarters. But what if we're watching another, hopefully, and it's a long way down the road, another 12-3 stretch? Because that's damn near what it's going to take to get to the promised land.
Yeah, I mean, they gotta keep winning at a consistent rate. Now they have a back-to-back tomorrow and Thursday at Dallas, at Houston.
Man, Lone Star State.
Oh, my God. At some point, we got to talk about what's going on in Dallas.
Because it's a real
thing. Holy hell.
Man.
I could keep going if you want.
I mean, it's pretty incredible.
Evan!
It's pretty incredible. Steve Kerr last night kind of made it official.
Oh?
He said, the goal is the sixth seed. The goal is to get to six. Right now, Minnesota's in sixth. And I think they're 2.5 ahead of the Golden State Warriors. But that tells me that he's been...
Feel good.
It also tells me he's been looking at the standings.
Mm-hmm.
Because getting up to five is where the Rockets are, and that's six games out. That's a lot in the NBA. The Clippers, though, are at six, and they're only 2.5 ahead of the Warriors.
With 29 left, more than ample time, and you're going to see them again.
With 29 games left. So the Warriors win another game last night. Steve Kerr changed the starting lineup from Saturday's game against the Bulls. And, you know, it feels to me like where the Warriors are right now, we could actually start talking about basketball issues and what they're doing well, what they may need to improve on, what weaknesses they still have to try to cover up. What are they? What's the strength of this team right now, and what are some of its weaknesses?
Well, that's a funny question, because if you would ask me that pre-Jimmy Butler, I would have said layups and getting to the free throw line. And they were a one-trick pony in regard to just shooting threes. Last night, Steiny, they stunk. 13 of 45 from deep. The Warriors never usually win that game, but now they've added a facet to their repertoire, which is getting to the free throw line, and they got there last night, partner, 38 times and made 30. 79% of them. So if you're telling me moving forward, somehow the spacing or something's opened up just in regard to everything when it comes to Warrior offensive basketball. Now, if you miss and you get the offensive rebound, which they had 15 last night, Steiny, you got a counterpunch. You got another move now. And right now, you know, through two games, nobody can deny that Jimmy Butler's had that impact for whatever reason is trickled down. This team is now getting to the free throw line, and Jimmy got there 15 times last night. And the first Warrior to do it back-to-back 13 or more times since KD in 2018. Like that, I love that, Steiny. That's another part of the game.
Give me that one again.
The first Warrior to get to the free throw line 13 or more times in back-to-back games. The last Warrior to do it was Durant in the 18 season.
I mean, he can get to the line.
Man, and then he can make them, you know?
Well, that's the thing. Where are my Warrior fans saying we're a bad foul-shooting team?
Or the ones that hate James Harden, remember? Oh, this dude has the refs on his payroll, but he's earning them.
I
love it, man.
You know, if Butler gets the line a lot and Curry can get to the line, they'll be a fine free throw shooting
team.
9
for Curry last night. We got Fitz coming up in, I believe, in the 1 o'clock hour.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Was somebody going to tell me that?
We had a huddle.
What time's Fitz? Do we know?
1 o'clock hour.
1 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
Oh, so we didn't nail anything down with Fitz.
Boy, Evan, just you gotta love your boy.
He's
right.
Just gonna call in the 1 o'clock hour.
So what?
Right, Fitz. We can't wait. Hey, we know you'll be on a high.
Fitz, we got a schedule here to adhere to.
Love it.
So Fitz, 1 o'clock hour. Okay. We can do that.
I live with these people. I love these people. They're part of my family.
We love you too, baby.
Here's the other thing I was thinking about with Jimmy Butler. And it's not anything, I don't know.
Give it to me.
But there is something to, you know, Draymond Green, we know who he is.
Yeah.
And we know what he is. And I was thinking about, so he's been here for what, 13 years, 12,
Man.
13 years? This is the first time Draymond Green has ever played with somebody who's either as tough as him or tougher, but is better than him. He's never played with a player who can match his toughness and be a better player than him. And so that's something I've been thinking a lot about as this season progresses. Draymond is walking a tightrope. He had another technical foul last night. It feels like he's, I don't know, revved up about something, but
from a good place, though, right?
I don't know. I mean, he's really been getting after the refs the last three or four games, I feel like. It's almost like something's bothering him. But that's the one thing that's going to be interesting to see as the final, you know, 29 games come, you know, come to the fore, is how the chemistry builds or doesn't build, what happens when Kuminga comes back, and
that's a
big
one.
How does it all mesh?
Yeah, and I'll tell you this, because you asked a question I know we'll throw out to the listeners early just about how Butler ended up here, but I will say this, and Steph Curry, Steiny, you can say what you want about Draymond Green. You know me. My binoculars are, what's the body language, or what I deem the body language coming from the chef? And we've heard everything from sound bites of they're not built to come back, you know, the twiddling of the fingers on the desk, because he didn't have answers. But I do know, all of a sudden now, they get Jimmy Butler, this new gift under the tree, And Steph Curry's had four straight 30-point games. You can't tell me there is no correlation with him or them getting help, and we didn't know who was going to be, player A, B, C, or D, but now it's Jimmy Butler. He's singing, doing all the right things. I know his shot is a little flat, Steiny, as you saw on the 2 3-pointers, but good God, I'm watching Curry look like a little kid at Disneyland for the first time. So I believe this trade has impacted or infiltrated the locker room to the point to where now, Steiny, they're playing basketball. They're not perfect. They're playing better basketball, but I think they got a direction and an identity, and Steph is just – I haven't asked you in a week what I'm worried about his knee. Something ain't right. Like, all that's been wiped away for me just with his activity.
It'll come back if he goes 5 for 18.
No, I told you, I love the 18 shots.
No, what
I'm saying is, nobody appreciates the NBA field goal attempt more than your partner.
Right, but what I'm saying is the first time he has a bad shooting night, we're going to hear about the thumb and we're going to hear about the bilateral tendonitis. It's funny.
Let's keep it score.
4 games ago, boy, that tendonitis was bothering him.
You don't have the ha-ha.
When he was taking 30 shots a night. But yeah, it's better now.
Yeah.
It's been better the last 2 games.
They seem energized.
Hopefully it'll be better on Wednesday against Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the other thing I think the Warriors did with this trade after watching them 2 times now is they've become more of a traditional NBA team.
In what sense?
Now they're playing a little more like most teams play. They're playing less. They're playing less motion.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking for Butler. They're looking for a mismatch that Butler has, and to me it just feels like they're trying to get back to a more conventional style, because I don't think they have the personnel. They think they have the personnel to really play the kind of read and react that they want to play. And plus, even though Butler could play read and react, there's something almost more valuable that he can slow the game down and just, you can put the ball in his hands.
Steiny, let's just put the right on the table early, brought to you by ATCO. Styles make fights, right? Styles. The Warriors have another version of their basketball style now with Jimmy Butler, and I do wonder if Durant would have come in now, looking back on it, marketing, or Paul George, if the Warriors knew now just how their offense would be the transformation, I guess, when you could throw it to the post and slow the game down and have Jimmy do what he does so well. Would he have been the first one that they went after had they, you know what I mean? Like, this is, they didn't luck up on Jimmy Butler, and I know there were questions, but Steiny, they got another tool in their, another weapon in their tool belt, and I love it.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors off to a 2-0 start with Jimmy Butler, and we're going to get into some sound from last night's game and also talk about some of what people are saying about the Golden State Warriors. Is this team a contender? Are they good enough to be a title contender? Are they good enough to get to 4 or 5? Where is this team right now? 888-957-9570. Also in the 12 o'clock hour, we're going to give you a crack at playing knockout at Chase Center. We're giving away spots to our knockout game. And what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment brought to you by Honda of Vallejo.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nobody appreciates the NBA field goal attempt more than your partner.
Right.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, Warriors. They beat Milwaukee last night. 125-111, two in a row.
Wow.
And now we're getting into who this team is and what this team is with Jimmy Butler. And
I like it.
I'll tell you what, why don't we do it this way?
All right.
I'm gonna give you three national media members who have comments on the Warriors.
I like this already.
And you tell me who you want to hear first.
All right.
Jay Williams, Brian Windhorst, or Monica McNutt.
I'm gonna go Jay Williams.
All right, Jay Williams. How does Jay? And you know what? I haven't heard.
He knows the game.
I haven't heard any.
All three of them do, but yeah.
I haven't heard any of these yet. So let's take a listen.
This is an undersized team, man. I love Jimmy. I don't see anything really changing. I know Steve Kerr said that he has the heart of a lion. There was a lion on the court. And I get the thought, like, on paper, Jimmy Butler, Steph Curry, Draymond Green. But Jimmy's older right now, and I still don't see it for this team. His game is very different. I know it gives him a dog, but I still think they're extremely undersized, and that's going to be a problem for any team in the Western Conference. And also, I don't really care about initially. I care about once we dig into the season, more so for Jimmy Butler. That's how I evaluate Jimmy Butler. He's always great at first. How is he on the back end?
All right, Jay Williams.
Not what I was expecting. Good God.
Well, let's talk about the size of this team.
Because they started small last night again.
And they got smaller with the trade. Now, they got a little bit bigger because Post is playing.
Yes, sir.
But outside of Post, the great Rich Michener. Paying $2, right. Trade Kuminga.
He's got money.
Thank you. Appreciate it. That's a super chat that we have to read. We're contractually obligated. I'm Steph Curry. Don't interrupt me. But
where do the proceeds go? But anyway.
Yeah, so, they still do have a size issue, and they're going to have to deal with
that. They've always had one, right? Even in their heyday.
I'm talking about more like the last couple years. I feel like they have paid the price the last couple years for not having a lot of size.
Yeah.
As far as the glory years, I mean, I think we've kind of been over, we've talked about it. They weren't huge, but they were big at every position. outside center.
Yeah.
So they had, you know, Draymond Green plays bigger. Durant played bigger. So, you know, that was a little different the way they did it there. But
one thing, go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's it. I was just going to say, you know, how concerned are you about that?
But the Warriors, Steiny, I get Jay Williams. I'm shocked, and I get it. He's like, man, wake me up when you guys do something. But good God, I don't know what that is, but, you know, I do know what it is. It was his opinion. But, Steiny, last year the Warriors missed the playoffs, and, oh, they're small, but they led the league in rebounding. So I'm just saying, last night, another example, 48 rebounds to 33, 37 for Milwaukee. You got Loon whenever you need him. You got Post. I'm not saying it's perfect, but I think they've kind of mastered what they're trying to do. And now I know Butler is not the size of Kevin Durant, but if you're going to tell me we got a fixture in the post that I could throw the ball to and have three defenders merging on him at one time like I saw last night Milwaukee doing, so far so good, I would say. I haven't watched them get taken advantage of yet.
They haven't gone up.
Two games,
they,
I got it.
They haven't gone up against a big man who likes to do damage on the interior either.
Because Brook Lopez is not that. Good God.
Don't get me started on Brook Lopez.
Had a great career.
888-957-9570 is the number. What do you think about the size issue for the Golden State Warriors? Is that still something that you're concerned about? I need to see more post. Need to see how he rebounds. Need to see how he's tougher than you think. And
he ain't scared either.
I got to, their teams are attacking him. They're going to go right at Post, and they have been. And I almost think maybe that's one reason he didn't start Post last night, is because if you start Post, everybody's just going to kind of go at him at the beginning of the game. But, he's a 7-footer, and he can shoot the ball. Yeah. And the last two games, he shoots it like he did the last two games. They got action.
Yeah, Steiny, and what about 16 steals? I mean, they forced Milwaukee into 20 turnovers, but just think about that, 16 steals. And I'm not saying the Warriors weren't nasty when they got off to the 12-3 start, but Jimmy Butler, he's talking about he's not in it, tip-top shape. I get it, but at the bottom line is I feel like it starts with him. He's that anchor along with Draymond Barkin, and I feel like he's coming from a place of passion, Steiny, that nastiness, arguing with the ref. But right now, I love what I see in 16 steals. I mean, man, they're active.
Did you have the YouTube chat up?
No. Let me bring it up.
Yeah, the great Rich Michener again, paying money for a super chat. Okay. We got to be careful here.
If you pay, we got to read it.
Is Dre worth $25 million? Maybe.
Maybe
trade him and Kuminga. Okay. The trading deadline's over.
Yeah.
So they're not going to be making any trades anytime soon. The issue is the buyout market, if they might pick somebody up or not. But Rich Michener, you're killing us.
Yeah. And your wallet.
Well, it's only paying $2.
Yeah, we should have like a...
A minimum
threshold, a floor.
I like it, Evan.
A salary floor.
Yeah,
it should
$7.50.
It should be, it should be like $10, and Guru and I split it along with you. $3 a piece, and give the company $1. I think that would be.
Let me throw this to you real quick, you and Evan. Can you tell that Steph has a pep in his step? And I don't want to just make it about Steph, but I do because. The shows, the past shows where I've told you guys and I was on a bended knee like I'm worried. Can't you tell there's something to this team, like they've been re-energized? And it's like firing a coach, right? Jay Williams is talking about it like it could subside. It could. But, Steiny, right now I feel like I don't even want the break to come. I'm serious.
Well, it's coming regardless. The two games with Jimmy Butler, they couldn't have really asked for him to look any better. They couldn't have asked to two games into his tenure. Look like he's been there a while. Here's one thing, and I told Evan, I said, watch, Guru's not going to like this.
I'm in a good mood, man.
No, it's not. But I have a theory, and you tell me if you think it's the case, and then Warrior fans, you can call in and tell me. So versus the Bulls on Saturday, Steve Kerr started Curry, Hield, Butler, Green, Post. Against Milwaukee, started Curry, Hield, Butler, Moody, Green. So he had Moody in the starting lineup, and I'm starting to think, I don't think he's going to settle on a starting lineup. I really don't. I think he's gonna maybe switch around, and like some nights he might start. And I gotta try to look harder and see what he sees. But you know, he started Gary Payton earlier this year at a point, and I think, I don't know, he sees something going into a game, and I think we might have a squad that he kind of tinkers with, even from the start of games.
And what if are you going to be shocked if I tell you, normally I told you I like a set lineup, a set starting five, right? But, Stani, now that Butler is here, if you're telling me it's just about the other two now, but it's Green, Butler, and Steph Curry, what if I told you that's a byproduct of those three holding it down, and it's almost a compliment to the rest of the roster in a sense that he can trust Moses Moody on a given night to play 33 minutes. It could be Gary Payton a second. So I don't know if this is going to continue, but I didn't watch that game last night. Like, what's Moody doing in there? And Buddy Hield, I mean, my goodness, if you talk about a coach having a player's back and not giving up on you, Steve Kerr has done that for you through your trials and tribulations. But the bottom line is, I know it's about spacing. What if I told you in a crazy way, Stani, I'm not mad at that if that were to continue?
How many starting lineups do you think they've had?
Why do I feel like I know,
it's
Evan?
It's like 30.
I knew, Evan, and read it, I would tell you. I didn't. I'm going to say 24.
32.
Damn it.
Last night was number 32. Like,
that's
the
incredible
idea of him not having a set starting lineup is not just a last night thing. It's been the whole year.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is they're going to have everybody healthy when Kuminga comes back.
And that's why.
I still think he's going to do it the way he's been doing it all year.
You think?
Yeah. What I'm saying, I think he did it. He's done it early, I think, a lot of times because of necessity, because they have had some guys in and out, and they do have to load manage a little bit.
Now, Pods didn't shoot it well. For second straight
Pods
game.
Pods isn't going to start on this team.
You think so?
No.
Okay, that's where I was thinking.
That's the thing. They need – he likes Hield in that starting lineup, yeah, because at least he gives you another shooter to start the game.
At 16 last night.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go out to Caleb in Livermore. Hey, Caleb, how you doing?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey.
How y'all doing?
Hey.
Dynamite, what do you got?
Yeah, so I talk about a little bit of the starting lineup, because I want to talk about Jimmy Butler. I think the starting lineup should go Steph, Jimmy Butler, Kuminga, Draymond, and Post. I just think when Kuminga comes back, look, Jimmy Butler is great, but at his age, I don't think we can trust him to be on the best defender for 48 minutes. Like, they need Kuminga, his youth, his athleticism. I think he's the guy now, especially with Wiggins gone.
Yeah,
he's the guy that I believe is capable of guarding the better wings in the league. But just to talk a little bit about Jimmy Butler in the fifth.
Yeah,
Steph Curry quoted saying after the game, "Every possession doesn't feel as hard." And there's no doubt with him here on the team now, he's another ball handler. He's a creator. And like these last few games, like Steph Curry hasn't been triple teamed from like half court. So, like, he just gives them another scoring option. He gets to the free throw line, and he slows the game down. And that's what the Warriors have been missing, a guy who can just change the pace of the game.
Man.
Yeah, I mean, to me, he's a little like Durant. You know, the Warriors used to just throw Durant the ball when they bogged down a little bit offensively, and particularly late in games, if you remember those teams that won titles. You know, if things got tight the last 3 to 5 minutes, went to Durant.
That's a luxury.
I mean, they went to Durant, and now you can go to Jimmy Butler. I am interested to see a little more of him defensively, to see how long he can guard maybe the best player on another team. Can he do it for a whole game? I don't know. Can he do it for 20 minutes? I don't know. But he was a hell of a defender in his prime, and so that's another thing I'm going to be kind of checking out, because, you know, that's the one thing. We liked Wiggins. he was pretty solid defensively.
Yeah, he was, man.
Game in and game out. And you know, I get the sense Butler, you know, still defends, but maybe at 35, just not quite as well as he did, let's say, 10 years ago.
Right. And last night as a whole, again, Stoney, 31 points off of turnovers. Milwaukee had two. Just think about that. And I know you can't go into every game each night thinking you're going to win that battle by that big, but that they're active, small yet, but getting after it. And I like what I see, but the Durant reference, I told you yesterday when I came in, not he plays Durant type of basketball, but the impact. And for Steph Curry to say into the microphone after the game, this one will stick with me for a while, Stoney, every possession doesn't feel as hard. And now you're scoring 135, 125, 127. So, again, I know it's Milwaukee and who was it the first game? The Bulls. But, man, if you're telling me I'm taking a test and it's an easier test than before, I'm feeling good, man. I really am.
Yeah, the one thing I'm thinking about here is, so if you go back to last year, and maybe this doesn't matter. Well, it actually might not matter because the result is the result. But I do wonder if Warrior fans think about this at all. So last year, we know about Paul George and Lauri Markkanen. The Warriors were trying to get both those guys. They didn't get it. We heard they were very interested in LaVine. And there's stories out there that that might have been the guy Curry preferred. So they went after LaVine. Then they went after Durant. They finally got around to Butler. And I guess my question is, how do you view Jimmy Butler? Was he just the next guy in line and he's happened to fit this well? I mean, it's hard to imagine any of the other four players actually fitting much better than the way Jimmy's looked the first two games. So I'm wondering kind of what their thought process has been over the course of the last year and why they ended up landing on Jimmy Butler, who, you know, just happened to be the next guy up in line.
Well, I'll say this to that, and I love the question. Stoney, I'm going to give them credit, the Warriors brass, because they knew they needed something. They knew they needed something to go with what they had currently that came off a season that culminated with no playoffs. So although it was Paul George, they went knocking, marketing, and Durant and LaVine, life has a crazy way of working out, and you end up with Jimmy Butler. I'm not saying that's, you know, his name was number one, but the bottom line is they identified the need. They got it. You know, things happened. Things fell in their place. And now right now through eight quarters, it's been a godsend. Just his style, too. So I want to give them credit for knowing, hey, we need to do something here. A lot of people might not agree the PG and marketing don't fit, and now you end up with Jimmy Butler. And Chris A. on the YouTube chat keeps saying, goo, and you had just did it before, why you keep bringing up KD? They're two different players. Yes, I'm not bringing up the compare-contrast. I'm bringing up that Steph needed a breather. That offense needed another outlet of a guy that kind of mastered what he's going to do on the court, and that's Butler offensively. And that's why Chris A. Steph said, you know, it just seems a bit easier now every possession on offense. I hope that ain't a cop-out, Stoney. I really believe they knew they needed something like this. But the player, yeah, some things changed, but they knew they needed something, and now they got it.
I mean, I get it's just two games, but how would Kevin Durant look better than Jimmy Butler's looked? And I know they're different players, and I think most people think Durant's a better player than Jimmy Butler. But there's something about Jimmy Butler.
Man.
And I feel like his – I feel like if Durant came back here, he would just kind of be a player. You know, he wouldn't be doing what Butler's doing. And, you know, that's just me. But I think – you know, if you look at the first two games, and they're probably going to have some issues down the line. I don't know what they're going to be. But, you know, the first two games, I'm thinking, God.
Go ahead, Stoney.
I'm thinking, how lucky can you be?
Right.
They dodged four bullets as far as I'm concerned.
Oof.
And I guess Durant's not really dodging a bullet. But, I mean, Jimmy Butler at his best or Paul George at his best?
Yeah, I'm taking Jimmy Butler.
So it looks like the Warriors may have, stumbled onto something. Would that be fair to say, or is that an insult?
And I wonder if QP3, Quentin Post, was right here, Stoney. Again, I don't want to just be sometime because he had a good game last night and hit some shots and has shown us he's not scared to exhibit emotion. I loved all that. I do wonder, and they kind of talked about it on the telecast, Stoney. I believe it was Kareth and Dalton Johnson. I was watching the Dubs talk, and they were just talking about how Jimmy lights a candle at his locker, the music he'll play to kind of the zen, I guess, to get ready for a game. And I'm just wondering if that's what's energized Draymond. And I know
music?
You say how he goes about his business, but I'm wondering if what you see from Draymond is his way of, in a crazy way, Stoney, I know I'm going down the ranch
what are you doing here,
of euphoria of having Butler, but it looks like anger geared towards
about?
The refs. The stuff you said, it seems like he might be angry. I'm thinking he's basketball happy, Draymond is. And he just kind of
– he's happy,
funneling
but he
that.
Looks like he wants to punch a referee.
But he always
but
has
he's
looked
happy.
That way. He's always looked that way. So I'm just wondering. The Jimmy Butler effect, that's all. And I'm not saying that's why Quentin Post is answering the bell. But, Stoney, boy, oh, boy, man. You keep he had 15 minutes last night. You think if that thing were to grow, he knows what he wants to do. He can pass. And I like him. He can shoot.
415, I know you guys have a show to do.
Oh.
But they beat the hapless Bulls and Milwaukee without arguably the best player in the league. Slow your roll.
I think we are. I didn't say
I
print up the
that.
Final tickets. I'm still nervous about, Stoney, this is par for the course. You got to be 2-0. You got to go your 21-10 the other day that you brought up.
Yeah.
You were outside the box. This is – nobody's overlooking the beast that it's going to take to get in. That's my fear is once we get in, if we qualified for the seven-game series, I text Bonte last night. He sounded like you slow your roll. I'm paraphrasing on you might not want to see this team in a month, but they got to earn that. And I know it's two teams – one without their best player, but I love the Houston game, and I don't think Dallas is going to be easy.
Yeah,
even without AD.
The other thing that when you watch this team play, I mean, they got to stay healthy. I mean, they're older guys. They have to figure out a way to keep them on the floor.
34 minutes for your boy last night, the chef.
And
38
Steph's,
the game before.
Steph's minutes are. Probably at a season high right now. He has been playing more the last few weeks, that's for sure. So we'll see. We'll see about the big three, Draymond Green, Jimmy Butler, and Steph Curry. Those guys got to stay healthy. There's no doubt about it. Here's the other thing. Warriors are turning the ball over less since Jimmy Butler arrived. And that's he doesn't really turn it over. The teams that don't turn it over tend to be teams with kind of a ball-dominant player. Now, I'm not saying Butler's ball-dominant, but he does have the ball in his hands a fair amount, but he doesn't turn it over a lot. And so, if you can take the ball out of Curry's hands a little more and put it into Butler's hands,
man,
it's going to be a little bit safer with Jimmy Butler.
And Steph is getting, I don't want to say rest, but, just something you're taking off his plate.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. The Warriors have now won their first two games with Jimmy Butler, and they play Dallas tomorrow, and Dallas is banged up. No Anthony Davis.
Lost a heartbreaker last
night. No Lively. No Gafford, maybe. P.J. Washington got hurt, too, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He's not playing.
If the Warriors win that game tomorrow, Stoney, it'd be their first three-game winning streak since November.
Wow.
Don't want to count the eggs before you got them, but, man.
The other thing is that let's see how they manage the back-to-backs against, against Dallas and against Houston.
I got to believe you got that break, Stoney. Can you really afford to sit anybody? And that's going to be the hardest one, right? The Rockets.
You would think. Second game of a back-to-back and the end of a long road trip. But they got to. They got to keep it up,
mm-hmm.
and they got to keep it up from now until the season's over, essentially. But if this is who they're going to be, then they certainly have a shot at number six. And that's what Steve Kerr said last night. The goal for this team right now is the sixth seed. They'd love to avoid the play-in game and know their first-round matchup against the number three seed. And who knows who
that
might be.
Were you surprised he said that?
No, not really. I mean,
they're looking.
They should feel like they can get there. I don't know if they can get much higher than that, but because, you know, they're so deep behind the top four or five teams. But who knows? Who knows? Who knows who's going to start winning? Who knows who's going to come back to earth? You know, Sacramento, are they going to rise or fall? Dallas, rise or fall? San Antonio, are we safe from San Antonio? I don't know. 888-957-9570 is the number. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch. Powered by First NorCal Credit Union. That segment also brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.